This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So it was me and Vanessa Carlton, and we're directing traffic. We're out there at the intersection, and we kind of have our own. She has a traffic light on top of her piano, and I'm like sort of doing my motions for like direct people where to go.
Yeah,
and we're like being like, "Don't use that old traffic light. Use this cool one that we have down here. Ignore that one up there."
Right.
That's
that
all part of my
control with the piano.
Yes. Yes. And it's like responding to her. It's moving very fast because she could like piano so fast, but it is responding to her pianos. And so I'm like, go this way, you know, like do that, like doing all my big directions. But what I'm directing people is, so I'm pointing at their car first.
Okay.
And I'm saying, like your car is dirty. It stinks.
Oh, no. The car stinks.
Directing the car into the car wash.
Oh, gosh.
And they have to go.
And then because you said it stinks and they're so ashamed.
Yes. And they all have to go. And it's our car wash.
Oh, Hayes, and you're making so much bucks.
So much money. And they come out and they're like, thank you, it's so nice. And they're smelling their own car. They love their new car.
That it smells like it's brand new.
Yeah, and I say, right back in.
Go around again. And Hayes, you're making so much bucks. And you get to listen to piano, and she's pianoing at the car.
Yes.
That's so nice. I'm so happy because I did wonder, you know, you had been wearing the same pair of beat up old cowboy boots for so long.
Yes.
And you came in here with these fresh new, shiny new boots.
Yes.
And I said, wait, where did he get the money for these?
Mm-hmm. And I said, fundraiser.
Yeah.
Car wash fundraiser.
Yeah, fundraiser for raising money for these boots.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet linebacker hallways of this industry we call showbiz. What do
so
we like to
what
do?
Up, what up? What do we talk about on here? We do a show. We never really know what it is, and we don't want to know. And if you know what our show is, don't tell us.
And now, we like to have a guest, and we like to have Holly.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, yes.
Holly, say your whole name.
Holly Prazoff.
Ooh, and everybody
like the future
at home
song.
Now is going, oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're talking to you. You're here in the studio.
You did a bunch of other
shows
this week,
on the podcast.
Huh?
Talk about the other shows you did this week.
I'm kind of making the podcast rounds.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like that's important for your career.
Promoting yourself.
Yeah, it's so important. You know what I mean? Because we were talking about Hollywood, whatever.
Whatever. Honestly,
whatever.
Me too.
To me, it's so stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, I do it, but it's also like, whatever.
I hate it. It's a fucking game to me.
I mean, I totally get it. My agent called me and was like, we booked you for these podcasts. And I was like, great, okay.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, right. I'll leave
and
you to discuss rates and let's just
and you're
do
doing
this.
The jerk-off motion the whole time you're on the phone with your agent, correct?
I mean, yeah. I just, as soon as I see your phone number, my hand like automatically just starts doing it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. So you did CBB.
Yep, CBB and Hard Nation. Yep.
Oh, wow.
So I'm really hoping, you know.
And one of those, I'm not going to say which one, is a very big show.
Yes, yes, one of them. And, you know, I'm just hoping now, like, the likes
it's
and the
sweeping
hits
the
and
entire
the stuff. Yeah.
Nation.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
And I'll just say that. But one of them is a very big show. And it's hard to get on that show because
it's so
popular. And so.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to start this off just by like bragging about all the podcasts I've been doing, but
no, but I wanted you to do it
okay.
Because I want everyone listening to know, hey, some of these other shows, these big shows that are hard to get onto, that are sweeping the nation, they're not getting better guests than us.
No,
they're just getting the same guests we get before us.
But sometimes when we do have someone who's been on, who has only been on this show, hasn't been on another Earwolf show before, the other shows do have to get down and suck on these. And since you are here, we will be having to suck on these after the show. I just want to note that it does work both ways. Anytime we don't usually talk about it, but anytime we have a guest who's been on another show, especially in the same week, we do have to suck on
it's
these.
It's nice to humble
one for
ourselves.
One for every appearance they've ever done.
Now, when you're saying suck on these, I'm not sure what you mean exactly.
Like for somebody like Comedy Bang Bang, who got you first. Did you do that one first?
I did that one first.
So they did it. So at the time that they were doing it, they were having a guest that we had never had on. And so now that we are having you on, we're going to have to get way, way down there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to suck on these.
Okay, well.
Does that make sense?
I mean, it totally does. I just really hope I'm worth it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We do too, but yeah. you know, we've got to make the show regardless.
You know, my main concern is that I might have like a podcast fatigue.
Yeah.
Which is something that can happen, so.
That could be helpful because sometimes people come in here and they're like, oh, I like doing all this stuff, like doing like cartwheels for us. And it's like, do nothing, please.
We actually are both really chill.
Just please don't do anything.
Hayes and I are both very chill, cool guys, and that's sort of part of our podcast is a lot of these podcasts are trying so hard.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But we're not trying at all.
It's like Ryan. It's Ryan, honestly. Ryan comes in here, and he's doing like this whole like soft shoe, like performing, wanting to be a huge part of the show. You know?
And I think he's on some of that funny stuff.
Yes. I think he's like, oh, if I'm going to be like really like funny and big on the show, I have to take some of this like freaky stuff that he takes.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I don't want to know.
I know. And that's not my world.
Yeah,
I think he's
getting
jacked up on some of this goofy stuff.
Okay. Well,
but you see him over there, you know, spinning in his chair.
Yeah. He's like freaking Taz.
I thought you were talking about a different Ryan. You meant me?
Okay,
see,
and that's
exactly
how,
yeah. the
and that's
kind
how
of thing.
Fucked up
he's
he is.
He's out of it.
He's doing this character. He doesn't know his own name. I mean, he's doing this huge character. It's like, Ryan, just be yourself. We already like you.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, not that much.
We were
much,
just saying
but,
that we don't, but yeah.
Yeah, no, we do. We think we would if we ever got to meet the real Ryan.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen.
Okay, and he's got his walls up. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Did you ever listen to that Pink Floyd album, The Wall, and was that powerful for you? Some of the story they're telling about
school,
how we all build a wall
of,
around ourselves.
School.
You know, I actually hate Pink Floyd.
You love school.
Because you don't get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I love school. I love books. I love teachers.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. So I don't know if that's going to be a problem for you guys.
Okay. Wow. Well, I don't know. I mean, I haven't heard it,
but
I've only heard about
it. Oh, you've okay. It's like, hey, teacher, leave them kids alone. Right?
So when you want pudding, you say to yourself, like, well, I can't have any pudding until I eat my meat.
Yes, 100%. Yes.
Okay.
And then I'm also say something about my mother. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Yeah. There must be something about
mother. Something about dropping the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
that part you say.
I'm really tapped in.
Here's the only part I know. And I think it's the most popular part. Does anybody here remember Vera Lynn? That's the only part I remember. that's the only part I know, and I don't even know if that's from that.
Okay.
But I think it's the most famous part of the whole thing. So
we wanted to talk about a little place,
mm-hmm.
a little big country called Canada, and it's a place up way up north.
Way the great big north.
And that country is?
And it's called
Canada.
And it's Canada.
That's Yay. Right.
And we have questions for you about it, and we're fascinated by it, and we're thinking of going there with some of this.
With honestly all this
here.
Stuff that's going on.
Yeah, you guys got to get out of here.
Yeah.
And thank you.
I'm going there.
And we are trying to go.
Because we really want to go, because some of what's going on
the
here.
The laws
Holly,
here are getting impossible.
They're insane. And it's all this guy, you know, this one mean guy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I don't even like to say his name because I think he gets off on it.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll definitely get some more hits, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
He seems to want is
unique hits.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he's getting tons of them. So, but you've been up in Canada, you know, explain some of this crazy stuff that's going on.
We've been
there.
Hearing this amazing stuff.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Just so wild. And I've even seen some of it.
Well, you know, I was born in Canada and, you know, I've lived in the U.S.
Holy shit.
For some time now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I really do like to act as sort of an ambassador, you know, for the country.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be honest, when I did leave, they sort of said to me, don't come back. We don't want you to ever sort of associate yourself with Canada. But
and
I
they're
feel like,
pissed.
Yeah.
They're pissed at you.
But I, you know, I'm not sure.
Well, how'd you get them so pissed?
You know, I basically said, you guys are a snooze. You're boring.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Wow. And yeah. You were negging them because yeah. You were trying to get with them.
Exactly. So you, exactly. Yeah. I was trying to get them to be like, please stay. And right. It really backfired.
So you love a teacher and a school and a book, mm-hmm. but you want teacher to be like freaked out and like insane.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd love it if they would ride a motorcycle to school.
You don't want
to, but then they do teach
teacher.
The class.
Oh, in as many details as possible. Mm. I mean, I think you guys should go. I mean, you would like it. I'm not sure, sort of, you know, what do a lot of people listen to the show in Canada would be my one
no
question.
No one listens to the show.
Okay,
but,
cool.
But
we might want to just even live up there forever.
Yeah. Okay.
We might go there to live up there forever just because some of the way the laws are going with some of this guy, and I don't like to talk about him, but.
Totally get it.
The laws are nonsense, and he's on a total power
so
trip.
Stupid.
And he's making rules about who you can kiss. And
who you can kiss, why you can kiss them, mm-hmm. how long for. And how much of it mm-hmm. you can do and where you can kiss them too.
To me, I'm very like, where are we finding these people to monitor all this kissing? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. And like, how'd, really, and how'd they catch us?
Yes.
Yeah. What yeah. if you're doing it in your own home?
Since when was it the
or
police,
someone else's
since
home.
When was the police's job that they have, there's nothing other crime that they can actually be looking at that they have to, with someone is going around just doing kissing.
Newsflash.
Just kissing.
Kissing is nice.
It is.
I'm sorry.
And in
I'm
Europe,
sorry.
And in Europe, you go up and do it on the street and people say thank you. And you do it here and now the police are, it's a crime.
People are doing punching and we're arresting kissers. Something is wrong here. Very, very wrong. And I'd like to get under, you know, under the rule of somebody, speaking of kissing, up there in that Canada area. Can you believe how hot Justin Trudeau is?
Oh, yum, yum, yum.
Oh, yes. God. I mean, this guy's like a friggin' six.
He's a delicious, tasty
you
treat.
You think he's a six?
This guy's like almost practically a six, trending towards seven.
See, that's maybe what one thing you guys should learn. In Canada, he's a clear 10.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That'll be great for us.
For me, yeah. I just didn't think you could see a six in real life. Jesus, this Justin, holy shit, this guy's so fucking hot.
And you know what? He really does believe in kissing.
That's great.
Whoever,
I was hoping,
how long?
I was hoping that he would be cool about this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's really like, he wants everyone to kiss.
Well, and I don't want to get pissed off at him. I don't want to have to mess up that pretty face of his.
Yes.
Whatever. What other laws is he okay with?
Oh, good. This is good.
He's like setting a lot of laws about like chatting. Chat with whomever you want.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
You know, and that's on AIM?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. The government okay. can't control who you kiss, who you chat, who, you know, basically Canada's super free.
That's
yeah,
really
that
nice.
Sounds good.
Because I'm hearing that this government is trying to regulate who you can go private with.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's true. I like to go private with only one specific person at a time. So
this government basically doesn't want me to be able to slide into the DMs.
Whoa.
Is what I've been finding out lately. Is that a lot of the mm-hmm. DMs I'm not even allowed in anymore.
Wow, I heard that mm-hmm. you spend a majority of your day sliding up into DMs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that was, you know, that was what it used to be like when somebody else was president, who I also don't want to talk about.
Okay. Well, I will say that I don't know if this has anything to do with the other thing, but in Canada, we call the prime minister our PM.
Oh.
So if you guys wanted to slide up into the PM, you guys probably could.
Yeah.
He'd be cool with that.
I mean, 100%.
It goes down in the PM.
Yeah. See? Yeah. I think.
And it's nighttime, too.
Yeah, you guys would really like it. I feel like, you know, have you guys ever, like, do you guys like walking around and going to restaurants?
I've been looking at that.
I like walking around and going to restaurants when I'm actually allowed to, like, mm-hmm. interact with people and engage with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where it's not like, oh, you have to stay at this one table and only eat your food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It can be so restrictive. It's like, what's this puritanical just shackling of our citizenry that's going on
yes.
here?
And in Europe, you can circulate between the tables. You can kiss the people at the tables. You can ask people if they want to go
the bread's
private.
For everybody. Yeah. Everybody can have the bread.
If they want to go private in real life, and then you can just like go off and do your thing. This is how it works in Europe, where they actually have a civilization. Mm-hmm. And here now, all we have is the police.
And it's all one big bathroom.
Well,
none of this. This is your bathroom. This is my bathroom. None of this stuff.
You know, and it's like, who has the money to fly to Europe? It's kind of my thing. You
yes.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
yes.
like, who does? So it's like, you can
so
just
expensive.
Fly to Canada, yes. which is kind of like Europe.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we, you know, I
that's what we're thinking.
What other stuff is okay to do there?
Mm.
I mean, basically, one of the major exports of Canada is just sort of love and empathy.
Oh, okay. So, and you guys do that sweet wow. ketchup too, huh?
Oh, yeah. Sweet, yeah. Do you get sweet ketchup?
Yeah,
the stuff
sweet
you put on
ketchup.
The you put on the big pancake comes
out
of the tree.
Of the
oh,
tree.
Yeah, tree ketchup, yeah.
Yes,
mm-hmm,
sweet
mm-hmm.
tree ketchup. I love to eat it.
Sweet tree ketchup.
I would love to take you guys up.
I hate getting it on my fingers, though.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I love getting it off.
I was actually going to invite you guys to a sugaring off, which is a Canadian tradition.
Wait, say it again?
Sugaring off.
Oh.
Yes.
Whoa.
This is a real Canadian tradition.
Oh.
Where you go with your friends.
I think my mom caught me doing that once.
Goofy.
He is kidding. She didn't yeah. catch him.
No.
Oh,
he's
good.
Very sneaky about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Right, you have to be. Yeah, you go with
I'm
your friends to a cabin. You tap some trees. You get that sap.
Yeah.
You boil that sap. You mm-hmm. sit there with your friends and you play cards.
Okay.
Euchre?
Yeah, sure, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of have a trough packed
with snow.
I've
got the bower, the high bower.
Basically, then you kind of dump the maple syrup onto the snow and it creates
right.
like a frozen sweet treat.
Okay. And people, whoa. We're all just hanging out.
So much hanging.
And there, whatever happens, happens, right? No one is trying to, like, regulate
no.
what goes down.
There's no drone strike, right?
I mean, I don't know how you guys do it, to be honest.
Because this is the thing. Here, you get the sweet ketchup on your fingers. You're offering other people to help you get it off, which
yeah.
is nice. In Europe, that is considered nice.
In Europe, they actually, it's rude not to offer someone your hand to suck sweet ketchup off your finger.
It's
That's considered a big insult.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
So great. So I feel like you can definitely, Canada sounds like the place for you guys.
Okay.
And pop quiz, Hall Shot.
Uh-huh.
How come it's called Canada Dry if I'm soaked?
I mean, that's a great question.
You know what I mean?
I know. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm glad you're Canada soaked, to be honest.
Yeah. How come it's called Canada Dry if I ain't got friggin' soaked by it?
I mean, it's one of the dampest countries in the world, you know?
Yeah.
Just
so
we're talking,
I'm
like,
not,
physically.
Yeah. So
yeah.
that I'm not really clear on.
Yeah.
I
and
mean,
it's wet. The
yeah.
advertisement is weird that it says that it's going to make you dry, but it makes you all wet.
Well, I get out of the shower. I pop open some Canada Dry. I put that in the tub and start smooshing around in it. And I'm thinking, this will be helpful, you know,
because I hate towels.
Okay. Yes.
And it ends up being a lot like the sweet ketchup feeling. And then you go out, you try to get people to get it off.
Yeah.
But isn't it kind of like a reverse psychology kind of thing?
It's well,
like,
explain that
dry.
Idea to me.
Tell
explain
them, yeah.
that idea to me.
Like, well, basically, like, I'm sure they sat in a room and they're like,
yeah.
we could call it Canada wet, but isn't that just telling everybody our secrets?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah. So let's call it Canada dry.
And speak
then,
on that.
Yeah. They thought, I mean, why market what you have
mm-hmm.
when you can market what you don't have?
Okay.
You right. know what I mean? This is something I've learned a lot in Hollywood now that I've been here.
Yeah.
You know, and that basically they decided to call it Canada Dry.
Yeah.
People would think, great, I need this for dry.
Yeah. Can you dig a little deeper on that?
Yeah. Concept? I need, yeah. I'm wet and I need to be dry.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go to the store and then it's like double wet, which in theory cancels itself out. So you're back mm-hmm. to dry again.
Unpack that idea for me.
So if you think about it, when you're wet, what's the one thing you desire? To be dry again?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was going to say,
now you're,
hot dog.
Now you are losing me a little bit okay. with that. I was pretending to follow along,
okay.
but yeah, that.
So then you could also say, well, what do you want when you're wet to be more wet?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because what's drippier than a drip?
Mm.
More
well,
drips.
I guess the best time to get wet is when you're wet already.
Yeah, that's a good mm-hmm. thing. Yeah. It definitely reduces the amount of towels you'll need.
Yeah, which I hate.
Yeah. Why do you hate towels?
Well, I got snapped in the butt real hard by my coach once.
Okay. That would definitely never happen in Canada.
Not at practice even.
Oh. No.
Just at home?
At home.
Mm-hmm. It was my life coach.
Ah, but yeah. look at how motivated you are.
I guess that's right.
You know, I feel like you're really accomplishing a lot of things. First of all, you have me, 3-time podcast person, Holly Prazov, on the show today.
3-time yeah. podcaster of the week.
Yeah. I mean, will this, after this, I'll just kind of fall off and that's it? Mm-hmm. Probably.
Well, you could also squeeze a couple more out this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I know T's coming in here after this. He's always got Saturday afternoon.
You can find out if it's
lockdown.
Racist.
Okay, yeah. Great. Yeah, sign me up.
Or you tell him, or yeah.
I mean, I can't be racist because I'm from Canada.
Right.
So
you guys don't have them.
No, we love each other. I would say like a majority of my childhood was just spent in an embrace. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Do they send people back to their old country for being in trouble there, even if they didn't actually do anything wrong?
I mean, no.
They just let them stay there because
if you can find a way to get there, you're there, right?
Yeah.
Nobody's going to show up and be like, hey, you got to go back because you got to freaking show up in court or whatever.
Because of some BS.
Some like lame fake thing.
Canada's like a party.
Oh, okay.
So, like, basically, once you get to the party.
Describe that to me. What?
You know, have you ever been to kind of a cottage party?
Oh.
Yeah, you're all on a dock. You got a Miller Lite in your case, but for me, like, kind of a Labatt Blue in my hands.
Okay.
And you're just kind of like.
But the cottage is the same.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay.
For sure. Canadian cottages, I think, are very similar. I think.
Okay.
So you're just like, you're on the dock. You got, you know, whatever music playing for us, you know, it'd probably be a Canadian band playing.
Sure.
You got your Tragically Hip. You got
Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, what a great band. Can we just segue into that quickly?
Well, let's talk about them a little bit.
Yeah. Let's do the segue. Let's do a quick segue.
Quick. I mean, have I been invited to Tyler, the drummer's house for a pool party? Yes.
Oh, wow.
I didn't go, and apparently he showed his penis, and that was probably my night to be bathed in Bare Naked Lady jizz.
Yeah. Now, that's interesting because I was going to say I was very disappointed when I went to see them in concert because of the name.
Okay.
And so I feel like something like this guy showing me his penis
is on brand.
To me, it's simultaneously closer to what I was expecting and the opposite.
Okay, this is a real factual story, okay? In Canada, in the 90s, the Bare Naked Ladies were just starting out, mm-hmm. and they were going to play like Snowfest 92 or something, a big concert in downtown Toronto. And the mayor said, no, we don't want this band with their offensive name playing at this snowfest.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And they friggin' were like, tear down the wall.
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm. Basically, yeah. They were like, hey, teacher, leave them kids alone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Is that part of it?
Yes, that's good.
Yeah.
And so what'd they do?
Basically, it's kind of what skyrocketed them into success because they became, like, big in the papers. Like, who are these Bare Naked Ladies?
Yes.
And I feel like when I discovered their music was kind of a bit twee and mm-hmm. for ladies, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was interesting.
It's kind of like when Jenny Slate said fuck on SNL.
Exactly, yes. Exactly.
And you just went like, all right, you got my attention. What are you going to do with it?
Yes, yes. I mean, what I wouldn't give for just that amount of attention
and
for just
braveness,
1 second.
Braveness to do that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But you
and
know.
And just being able to think on your feet that fast.
Are we allowed to say fuck on this podcast?
No. So
even like BNL would be great.
Yeah, we'd love
just
to say
for this
BNL
conversation
moving
that would be
forward.
Great.
Oh, okay.
And when we talk about Tyler the drummer, we just say he took out his drumstick.
Okay, great. So I was invited to the party. I didn't go because I was tired. You know, like one of those nights you're like, oh,
yeah,
I don't want to see anyone's drumsticks.
Mm-hmm.
So
you know who that doesn't happen to? Ryan.
See, this is the thing about Ryan. Every day after we do the podcast, he's like, where are we going now? Like, where are we going after this? Like, he's like good to, like, he's got like this list of like different things going on around like a warehouse or like some loft that like he wants to go to. It's like 2:30 in the afternoon.
One time he said there was going to be like a flash rave at a McDonald's that he wanted us to go to.
Did you guys go?
No, we were tired.
It was really fun. I don't know why you guys didn't go.
I feel like this might be your BNL kind of misstep. You know what I mean?
That we weren't with Engineer Ryan.
Yeah.
You think he's going to start drumming for like a pretty mediocre pop band?
I mean, yeah, I do. And I think he's going to show his drumstick to, you know, young up and coming Canadian women.
Well, okay.
Austin Powers is kind of from Canada, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Mike Myers. Yeah.
So people like because of that, it's like a free atmosphere. You know, like people are acting like Austin Powers up
there. Yeah, baby.
In real life. Okay, so you can all do that.
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
You can all do a good voice like that.
Yeah, I was curious. I didn't know if it was just that's the only one.
Yeah.
That came.
So now that makes me feel like, is he kind of a joke because he's just doing this thing that you guys are all doing?
Yeah, he sort of took ownership of this purely classic Canadian activity, saying, yeah, baby, with the peace signs. And he goes like, oh, this is – I'm a character.
I mean, we're just happy to get our name out there, honestly, guys. If you, if yeah, baby catches on, we're happy. We're a happy nation. We're not like you bitter, kind of angry –
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know, and likes of friggin' this friggin' certain president or whatever.
Well, are
and
you
I
don't talking even, like, about
– And watch all these hits. Well, there's going to be a couple hits when I see him. Yeah. Three of them.
Yeah. Me hitting you, you hitting the ground, you getting back up and hitting me. So
– I'm really glad we're not mentioning his name because that would be
– hard to pronounce.
Treason.
Oh. Ace Ventura.
Also, yeah.
How do you make those faces?
I mean, that's something every Canadian is taught in school.
That's something you guys are doing too,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, that's just like something that's,
just old rubber face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, we've got a couple major exports. Jim Carrey, Mike Myers, Groban.
Yeah.
Grobes.
Can you guys all do his, like, comedy stylings
Yes,
too?
Definitely. Okay. Yeah, that's one of our fallbacks. I think Josh Groban is Canadian.
Yeah, he might be. Yeah, no, some of his comedy is really good. What's your favorite bit of his?
I find it edgy myself, but go on.
Thank you for letting me go.
He crosses the line, yeah.
My favorite is he'll do these songs, right? He'll sit at the piano and he'll do a big song. But what he's singing about, it sounds like it's like serious singing stuff.
Right.
But what he's singing about is somebody stooping Matt Damon.
Oh no. Okay.
And that's one of your guys too, right?
Yeah, no. We definitely.
It is.
No,
yeah, it
no,
is.
No, Matt Damon is one of yours. You guys,
no, it actually is.
No, right. You yeah. guys, Matt Damon is for you.
Well, he's ours now that we have this good song about stooping him by Mr. Joshua Groban. I heard he's been doing some Joshua Groban.
Which
that's
should
what
be
I heard.
Okay.
That's
oh
what I
God.
Heard.
Yes. And, but in
but
this
probably
because
he's from Canada and it's okay to do it there.
In this country, everything is forbidden and it's time to go to jail if you do that.
Well, actually, but isn't it the opposite? Like the president that we're not mentioning his name, he actually is known for groping people.
And it's
and he
okay
wants them
for him.
Yeah,
maybe.
He wants them all.
Oh,
but
I
and
see.
Nobody
I
else
see.
Is allowed to do it. And if somebody else does it, all of a sudden you're arrested, go to jail, and please don't leave the state or go to Canada is like the letter that you get now.
How do you
but
know
in
that?
Canada, they're like, who cares, right? They rip it up, I hear.
Dude, they'd be pissed if anybody got mad at us.
Have you guys ever heard of like an orgy before?
Walk me through it.
It's like bodies, flesh, moving. Insert, excerpt,
yeah.
You know what I
like
mean?
Like hot yoga.
Yes, but you're all stooping each other.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Yeah.
So ah, like yoga lattes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And that's like what I would describe Canada as.
Wow.
That's great. Because you try and get those going here.
Everyone's
in the
like,
restaurant
what
or
are
whatever.
The rules? Yeah. And you're like, the whole thing is no rules, guys.
Yes. You try to like shove the tables out of the way.
Yeah.
At the restaurant.
All of a sudden, everybody at Panera Bread's like, no.
Yeah. And like, they have the tables pinned down, so you can't do anything.
Yeah.
They're like, my bread bowl. Yes.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's, there's always one old one, right?
Yeah, my bread bowl.
Beat it, Grandma.
I can't do a bread bowl, just FYI. It's too much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Too much money. Speak on that.
I want to eat the soup, but then you have to eat the bowl. I can't.
Hard
I have
to,
stuff to do.
Hard to reuse.
Yeah, it is. That is very true.
Mm-hmm.
But
feels wasteful.
Yeah, and it's just like, I don't know. You know I'm busy. I might have another podcast to get to, and there I am. Got to eat this bowl.
And then you're late for the podcast.
Oh, then I get a bad rep. You're not booking three in a week anymore. It goes down to just one a week, and then what are you doing?
Only one podcast or maybe only two a week.
Yeah, yeah.
That sucks.
And then how do I pay my rent?
Have you done High and Mighty with John Gabris?
No, I'm really hoping to get on there.
Oh, wait, is that Kevin? This would be – I didn't know Kevin was in here. This could be good for Kevin.
Kevin was doing a secret thing.
Kevin, have a seat.
Kevin, get in here and talk to our friend Holly.
Hi, Kevin.
Holly's been on so many podcasts this week. This could be a great opportunity for you to launch your show. You've been here for like friggin' a million years.
Yeah, you must have an idea for a show.
So you must think, like, as you watch people go in and be like, here's what I would do if I were, if I got
They're
to
all
be
doing
in
it wrong. I'm going to have my good podcast.
Your Kevin impressions are perfect.
I know. Wow. Yeah, listen to this.
Yeah.
Get a load of this.
I'm riffing on one with a pal called Two Peas in a Podcast. It's just a couple of friends, you know, just like shooting the ass. So what do you think?
Well, I will say that two peas or peas in a pod is a maternity line for women. So I, to
But
me,
he's Chef Kevin, and so he okay. is allowed to talk about food.
Okay. I don't know. I just thought I'd be like, is there a pregnant woman on this podcast?
And Holly, your last name is has a P.
Okay.
So you could be one of the peas.
Kevin?
Nice. Yeah.
Okay. Do I have to be pregnant for it?
Do you want... Never mind. It's your choice.
Who? Wait, who's the friend?
Yeah.
Her name's Kelly. It's Paul Scheer's assistant.
Okay, so this is real. So
you're doing two peas in a podcast?
So I got an in.
And so, okay, great. So it's... This sounds bad.
Okay, well, let's see what it would be like. Yeah, you have Holly
wait,
here.
Am I yeah. Kelly the intern?
Can you please
yeah,
do Kelly
well,
for this?
Well, you can do
pretty
friggin'
close to Holly.
Austin Powers and Ace Ventura. I think you could do Kelly the intern.
Yeah, baby. Okay,
and give us
guys.
Some dirt on Paul Scheer,
okay.
too, while you're doing
okay.
it.
Okay. Hey, Kevin, here we are doing a podcast. I can't believe Paul gave me 2 minutes off.
You crazy.
Oh, anyways, I got to go back. Paul's really upset.
All right. Take care. See you next week.
Great.
What do you guys think?
That's terrible.
That's so bad.
That's it?
That's worse than my podcast, and I barely make one.
And that's on Stitcher Premium?
Yeah, people
you have to pay for it.
Oh, my God.
No, that's so expensive for that.
No, I've never met Kelly, but how was that?
That was a great app. I think people are going to love it.
Yeah. Is there a vacuum in the podcasting world of like two friends kind of shooting S? Is that something that
I don't know if it's,
it's
been
a space
yet.
Looking to be filled?
Yeah, I think so.
That could be pretty cool.
Hasn't
then
been tackled. Yeah.
Could you sometimes have a guest, and could you think your week was interesting?
Yeah, probably. We could probably make that work. Mm. Do you guys want to be a guest on our show?
Have you recorded any yet?
No. We record them, but we throw them out every week.
Okay.
Because we want our first one to be like great, so it's just a. It's been like 2 years of practice, basically.
Oh yeah,
yeah. But you want to get your
10,000 hours
great.
Exactly. Yeah.
10,000 hours.
We're hoping Malcolm,
do you like Malcolm
can be a guest.
Malcolm?
Yeah, Malcolm.
Malcolm.
Do you like Malcolm?
Malcolm.
10,000 hours.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Remember the Beatles?
Oh yeah,
they
Malcolm.
Weren't actually talented.
Oh yeah,
and they were the first rappers.
Oh yeah,
and they weren't actually talented.
Is that like you know the Paul?
They just played a lot.
I am the Walrus Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Paulrus.
That he's really a guy named Malcolm.
The Walrus was Paul.
I am the Paul Rust. They'll
yeah.
love that.
Oh yeah,
these guys at home, they love that.
That's great. Exactly the type of shit they will be quoting. That's a fucking T-shirt.
I know. I hate it. I think it's so bad, but
yeah.
I love that stuff.
I hate that shit, too.
I kind of liked it, but I'm...
look, I am the Paul Rust. I think it sucks. I'm proud of Hayes because he's getting out there. He's getting some T-shirts done.
Yeah.
But I don't want to hear that shit. Not on my show. Oh, it's boy. Not that kind of show.
But it might be perfect for Kevin's
nice.
Show.
That, Kevin, yes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Two like, peas in a podcast, first episode, title pitch, I am the Paul Rust. You get your guest,
he
Hayes Davenport.
No, yeah,
so let's do another episode.
It's going to have to be me because he's not going to do it.
I'll be the engineer. Let's do another episode.
Cool.
Kelly, mm-hmm. Kevin, and Hayes.
Yeah.
So you got your guest, Hayes, and let's hear it.
Hey, hey, two peas in a pod.
We're back.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Kevin.
Hi, and then we have a guest today.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
He's just looking at me like I'm supposed to, like, say something.
You know him from Hollywood Handbook.
Sorry, I wasn't recording.
Oh, my God.
Who do you have doing the engineer?
Cody.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm Cody. I'm Cody, and I seem kind of mad about something lately. Like, I don't know what it is, but there has been a definite shift in my attitude. And it's, like, not positive.
And I don't know if one of the Hollywood Handbook guys did something to offend me or if it's a greater frustration with the Earwolf organization as a whole, but it seems like unhappy.
The slightest inconvenience can really throw
you off. Yeah, has gone from being sort of playfully, like, you know, out to lunch and kind of a, you know, goofy, incompetent guy to a mean, mad guy. Is sort of the vibe we're getting from me. So go ahead, we're recording now, and go ahead and start, and you're wasting my time.
Welcome back to Two Peas in a Podcast. I'm Kevin.
I'm Kelly.
And we're with Hayes Davenport. This is our first episode. First recorded episode.
Yeah.
Thanks for having...
Thanks for... Okay.
I'm sorry.
Thanks for being...
All that prep.
Yeah. And also, it seems like we're maybe only at like 9,000 hours.
Also, I probably have to go because Paul Scheer's dry cleaning needs to be picked up.
Yes. What kind of stuff you got there? Blankets or whatever?
No, he gets all his socks dry cleaned.
Oh, oh wow.
Yeah,
oh,
he likes some crunchy.
One of these days.
One of these guys. Okay. Well, that was a really good episode.
That was definitely better.
Guest opened it up.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Like, because I could be there to kind of like help you guys get stuff going a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, you saying thanks for having me did sort of ruin the episode.
It's good.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
is it like,
about 1,000 more hours.
And I just want to say, if there's something really bad going on for me, Engineer Cody, I'm sympathetic. I can always talk to me. I care about me. I like me. So, but it feels like just as an observer, it doesn't feel good.
Yeah, I've known you for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like almost like 5 years now. Yeah. I've known you. You can absolutely we can text like whatever you need.
Totally cool.
We're kind of hoping this happens where we host the podcast, but it's the guest working things out with Cody.
That could be nice for everyone.
Yeah,
and then when Cody goes to do the other podcast, maybe it's like kind of pleasant.
I've never met Cody, but he sounds my type. Kind of mad for no reason.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm afraid there is a reason, and I just want to, you know.
Who was doing the other ones this week that you did? I wouldn't remember either, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just like, when I'm here, I'm like focused on like the prize, which is like getting those laughs. And like
they're in your way.
Yeah, getting back to like, you know, you're kind of like, what's the next podcast? You know?
And what is it?
What's your dream podcast to be on?
Oh, gee. You know, in Canada, there's several very many hit podcasts.
Several very many.
Yeah. And I would love to be asked kind of to go fly home and be on some of those.
Okay. What kind of podcasts are we talking about up there, these podcasts in Canada?
You know,
I gotta know what some of these are gonna be.
There's one called Charlie's Chuckles.
Oh, and, okay.
You know, exactly.
Okay. Is that real? I love that.
And it's friggin', who is it? Charlie bit my finger or something?
Yeah, it's
you gotta be kidding me.
It's the number one podcast in Canada.
Give me a minute.
No way.
Yeah.
Give me a minute.
See, this is what happens with Charlie's Chuckles,
Charlie
the name.
Bit my finger.
We gotta do that.
We have to do that. So, what's the second biggest one there?
Laughs with Lonnie.
Oh, Lonnie Ross from 30 Rock?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I was wondering what happened to him. He's doing the big podcast up in Canada.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like in Canada, podcasts, like you can make quite a huge salary from them.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of like here.
Oh, cool.
That's not making you go off bust up like crazy so much. Is that something scary about that podcast for you?
Laughing with Lonnie?
Yeah, because Chuckles with Charlie really
got you really going.
Okay, no, don't do that. Warn me if you're gonna do that.
This is why Laughs with Lonnie is only number two. You see what I mean?
It's not making people bust up.
Exactly. Like I said,
makes people sad a little bit, I think.
Yeah, it doesn't really.
If they could just have me back in Canada for anything, I really, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Would love
you're
to
not
go.
On good terms.
No, you know the term burning bridges?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What's that about?
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming it's like when you walk across a bridge, you're like, I don't need that bridge anymore. And then you light a match and throw it behind you.
Right.
So I did that very literally in Canada.
You did it to the main bridge?
Yeah, from kind of Niagara Falls to Buffalo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And it was like a friggin' David Blaine stunt?
Oh, no.
No.
No, because that would imply that people didn't get hurt and that there wasn't a huge financial loss for the country.
Okay.
Was it the Bridge of Spies?
No. That one I left intact.
I wouldn't say that either. Honestly, if it was a Bridge of Spies, I wouldn't be telling that either.
Yeah, because of who's in charge. And,
yes,
yeah.
You're not allowed to say.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, it was just a regular bridge. It's basically what the bridge that people take to go across and go to TGI Fridays. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we don't have that in Canada.
Good. I'm glad we friggin' burn it down with disgusting snacks.
Only we get potato skins.
It is true.
But they're not they're not going to take everybody. You know, if you're trying to go back at the same time as we're basically what I'm saying is some people really need to go. Mm-hmm. And so if you're just I want to go back too. It's actually some people actually have a good reason to be there.
Who kind of have to go or else they're going to be probably in jail.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. You guys definitely should get priority over me just because I feel when you go to a party.
Thank you for honesty.
And you leave to that party to go to another party.
Yeah.
And that second party is a bummer.
Yes, a bad cottage.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You can't go back to the first party.
Yeah.
Or if you do, then other people who haven't been to that first party yet should get priority.
Exactly.
And especially if people at the second party are trying to beat them up, put them in jail.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I
just because they were having fun at the party and doing party stuff, mm-hmm. you know?
You guys should be able to kiss whomever for how long.
Yeah. Thank you. And kiss is obviously I'm using that. It's a term. I'm using that as a term.
Yeah, it gives you the general idea.
It was a term for what, though? I just don't.
It's just a
fun
catch-all.
Friends,
yes.
For just having a good time.
It's just a.
So, yeah, go to Canada for sure. Take the train.
You can do that still?
Yeah, the CN National Rail. It's beautiful.
It doesn't use the bridge?
No, they've rebuilt it.
Oh, they did do the new bridge.
Yeah, they had to, yeah.
You're going to Fridays.
Yeah, people needed those potato skins. Yeah.
Of course. Oh, we got to put the bridge back up right now.
Hey, don't say new bridge because I'm sure one will be
yes.
That's mine.
That's right.
You stole it.
What do you like to do this week?
What?
Yeah, this
What's
week,
happening?
What are you doing?
Between all these podcasts?
Yeah.
Oh, God,
what
guys.
Are some of the – what do we have?
What's this
going
a springboard
on?
To? Your own podcast?
I mean
– High and Mighty with John Gabris?
Either or, really.
What would you talk about on there? Let's workshop your High and Mighty episode.
I mean, I'm hoping to just really get to know John Gabris pretty well.
Yeah, but he
if
wants
only
to have
he would
something
finally
in common
open
with
up
you.
And
yeah, really,
speak,
yeah,
and like sort of reveal –
Mm-hmm.
Like gross stuff about himself.
Yeah, I want him to be a little bit more
you,
honest.
I think, would be the one who would be able to really get in there.
Maybe you could finally crack him open because he's so reserved and he's so polished. And it just feels almost like he's robotic where it's hey, man, let your hair down a little bit and just give us something real for a change.
I mean, I will name drop, but John Gabris was on the CBB podcast with me this week.
Come on.
So, I feel like I'm
And did you see a little bit of a chink in the armor?
So many
perhaps?
Walls. So many walls.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I just want to be let loose and just tell me who you really are.
Yeah.
But, you guys are I feel like you guys are translucent, to be honest.
Yeah. That's one thing we like to say about our show.
Yeah, I'm really
Thank you.
I'm seeing
Thank you
in,
for honesty.
Inside of you guys, and I'm loving what I see. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so
And this
nice.
Is when Ryan starts texting, what's good today? You know, what's going on?
Yeah.
He can feel
what's jumping off? Yeah. Hey, me and my boy Skeeter and Cockroach are going to, head down to the old burnout bridge and, get under there and start a friggin', electronic dance party. It's come on. No.
I would go, but I'm not allowed near any bridges.
Yeah. He's doing, these silent raves, a silent disco?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He's always in a silent disco. You see those headphones?
He always wears them?
Yes. And in the headphones, there's a silent disco going on.
Oh. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about those.
I mean, Ryan, this is that when you make your pitch.
Were you guys talking to me? I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, okay, and this is exactly right.
He's got
his baseline is that he's candy flipping.
Okay.
That's just sort of him at zero.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
it's in his bloodstream.
Yeah. Right? And then he adds onto that depending on which way he wants to go. If he wants to jack it up or if he wants to bring it back down.
And so this is him just regular.
Right now uh-huh. is all we know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So this to me is normal, this level of insanity and popping off.
Are you guys going to bring him to Canada when you go?
We may not have a choice. He's our ride.
Okay. Well, I mean, I just
because we gotta get under some blankets or something in the back.
And in this country, they take your driver's license away for kissing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
Kissing people.
Yeah, just because you're doing it, like, in a crashed car.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, to me, this country's stupid. I'm done with it. I'm going to the new one. This president, I don't want to say his name, if that's even what he is. And any of the presidents, forget him. Justin Trudeau.
We talk about like,
ooh, I'm licking my chops.
Democrats and like Republicans and all, like it's all the same. They all have these same insane laws.
It's the Whigs and the Tories. I mean, it really is.
It is. Can you expand on that, Holly?
Yeah, I mean, please.
All I can speak is from a Canadian point of view, and the political parties are different there.
Uh-huh.
There's like the chill boys.
Yeah.
And then there's like the, you know.
The horny boys.
Yeah, the horny boys. The chill boys and the horny boys. And they like, you know, they both basically believe the same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Austin Powers is.
Yeah, yeah, the, baby. That's everybody's.
That's everyone.
Yeah.
And often the horny boys become chill and the chill boys become horny.
It's hard. The lines, the political lines are always. So, you know, I feel like.
Here it's all one. Everybody's horny and chill. It's the friggin' Democrats and Republicans. Except actually, you know, you get in trouble for expressing that stuff. You know, between the Democrat and the Republicans.
I didn't want to.
I'm sorry.
I didn't want to do that.
This is very edgy.
I just don't understand why we're pretending there's any difference between these things that are the same.
I mean, you guys you're screwed. Your country's screwed. I don't know what you're planning on doing, but it sounds like getting under some blankets and heading to Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Find a nice cottage there.
Oh, and party the...
Get a little party going.
Party your life away.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many rules here, and I just, I'm sad to say it. You guys, like, talk about freedom. But
yeah, we do all the time. That's basically the reason we wanted to start this podcast.
That's what we said. That was the conversation that we were initially having. We were talking about freedom.
Let's get some of this freedom talk out there on the airwaves.
Yes.
But are you free if you can't kiss somebody?
See, and that is what we were saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I feel like the real free is when you can do what you want.
Can you please talk about that some more, please?
You know, it's just basically like if there's no shackles holding you back, then you're free.
Two more things.
Okay, if you're not in a cage, then you are free.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if that was a whole one.
Okay.
Yeah, so one and a half.
It was kind of like the shackle, very similar to the shackles
one
thing.
And a half
So if you're like basically like in a box and someone's locked that box.
Yeah.
You know, like
that's sort of like a cage, what you're describing.
Yeah.
And so to me, that was the same thing.
What if you're in a car?
So we will need
a hot car. Someone's left, locked you inside and taken the
keys. And the windows are up.
Okay. Yeah. And then that's America.
That's like another quarter of one.
Okay.
I would say. So now we still need one and a quarter more good observations about this on this subject.
If you're in a basement.
Okay.
Okay. And
the hot basement?
Yes, and the door is shut
and
firmly.
And the windows are up.
Yes, that is what you guys are.
Okay.
America.
And we're on the first floor, and we're just walking around.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. What do you think? Do we have it?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Great.
Bye.
I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
That was a HeadGum podcast.